fireworks erupting last night in the Lansing City Council meeting.
Absolutely. And it was at the beginning of the meeting, Tony. This all happened before they actually got to the business portion of the meeting. Now, basically, this marketplace development project and this possibility of council appealing the Ingham County judge's ruling, this is the ruling stating that council should have approved this plan. This was not on the official agenda. And at the beginning of the meeting, they have a section of the meeting in which council can consider any late items, and you can add certain items to the agenda if they feel they need to. Derek Quinney introduced this late item to appeal the Brownfield ruling, and that's when pretty much the discussion started. Brian Jeffries and some other council members kind of repeated the stance that they had, their position on this. And, pretty much the same stuff as you've been hearing over the last month. Mayor Bernero, breaking news, he was actually at a council meeting last night. He raised his hand, volunteered, and he went off on the council. He said that an appeal would be a dangerous game of chicken. He was not interested in playing that game. He called it nonsense. He said it would run the risk of giving the city a black eye, that an appeal is dangerously short-sighted and would cost millions of dollars in damages. And he singled out Brian Jeffries, and you'll hear this throughout the morning in our newscast, singled out Jeffries and chastised all those council members who have been against this plan. The discussion continued, and Brian Jeffries had said later on that the city's spending a lot of money and that these budgets have deficit after deficit, year after year. He's standing up for the taxpayers. He said that the judge's ruling pretty much entitles developer Pat Gillespie to get any incentives that he wants. And Jeffrey says, well, that's like giving someone a blank check. You don't know how much money he's going to want. So that's his take on this. But yeah, a lot of fireworks. And as I mentioned in the news, WILS, the only radio or TV station there last night.
Let me ask you, was the interaction between the city councilman and the mayor's did it extend longer than this portion of the meeting?
Not necessarily, at least not publicly anyway. This happened, I would say, about the first 45 minutes of the meeting. And what happened was they eventually got to the vote on whether or not to put this matter on the agenda. This would involve the suspension of council rule number 9, and that would allow the consideration of the late items. Council voted 5-3 to allow this to be put on the agenda. However, despite the majority vote, you need at least 6 votes to put it on the agenda. So that vote right there pretty much killed any chances of council to appeal the ruling. There is a deadline, however, next Monday, from what I understand, in which council can provide or vote to provide for themselves a legal defense. And that deadline's next Monday by 5 p.m. And so we'll keep a close eye on that. Not really sure if the chances are that good for council to do this, but we'll see what happens over the next week.
I find it curious that I cannot get Derek Quinney nor Eric Hewitt to return my phone calls or my emails, because obviously we want to get their takes on it. I have called them and emailed them and gotten no response. Now, I have contacted Brian Jeffries and Carol Wood, who voted no, and they have both let me know that they were advised not to talk because of the legal proceedings.
Yes.
Now, Carol Wood will be on the program this morning at 8:05, so we will see if she'll be able to talk about this. But it's just quite curious that, as you know, we have had all sides talk about this story. We've had Pat Gillespie on several times. We've also had 2 different union members on. We've also had Mr. Trezise on. We've had other city council members on. But no one really who voted no for this wants to come on and talk about it. So hopefully the Lansing attorney, Brick Smith, will allow those folks to talk so we can figure out why they don't want this to happen. Mm-hmm. But a vote occurred. Now, from what I understand, the city council has a little bit of time to appeal the court decision.
Yeah, and this is what I was saying just moments ago. They have until 5 o'clock next Monday to provide a legal defense. And the chances of that happening, I don't know if they're that great, but we'll see what happens through the rest of this weekend and next Monday during the day if they decide anything.
What else happened last night?
We had a couple public hearings last night. Demmer Properties, that is part of Demmer Corporation, of course, looking for an extension to a brownfield plan that was passed back in 1999, and this would be a 20-year extension for a total of 30 years on this plan. The company looking for possibly around $2 million to clean up some contamination around the site on the north side of Lansing, and also they are looking to build a new ballistics testing facility on the site. The contamination cleanup would allow anywhere between $335,000 to $1.1 million. It just depends on the process and how much that they have to clean up. And as far as the ballistics facility goes, that's around $1 million. And so council right now has that on the table.
Well, next Monday night's meeting will prove very interesting should the city council between now and 5 o'clock on Monday choose to fight the court ruling.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll have more on that next Monday night. Like I said, the deadline next Monday is at 5 p.m. The council meeting is at 7 p.m., obviously, and so we'll learn more about that most likely at the meeting if we hadn't done so earlier in the day.
Thanks so much, Rich.
Thank you.